Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, The Marriage of Karadama Muni and Devahuti. Text number 1. Maitreya Vacha Evam Avishkrita Shesha Gunakarmo Dayo Munim Savreed Ivat Tam Samrad Uparatam Uvachaha Maitreya Uvacha Evam Avishkrita Shesha Gunakarmodayo Munim Savreed Ivatam Samrad Uparata Uvachaha Maitreya Uvacha Evam Avishkrita Shesha Gunakarmodayo Munim Savreed Ivatam Samrad Uparatam Uvachaha Translation. Sri Maitreya said, after describing the greatness of the emperor's manifold qualities and activities, the sage became silent, and the emperor, feeling the modesty, addressed him as follows. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but the conversation. Because being a living entity, Lord has blessed us with a wonderful quality of speaking. There are 84 lakh species of lives. And each and every life has his own way of reciprocating in terms of words. If you look at any animal or human being, our day starts with questioning. As today I asked you, what's the time? What was our first conversation today? It's a question. So same way, from the birth up to the death, there is always a conversation. The first word that we spoke when we come to this material existence. Anybody remembers that? Who am I? Koham. That's the first question. And when we die with a question only. Where am I going to be? What will be my destination? And to answer these both questions, the Lord has gifted us with this wonderful life. And this is what the Bhagavatam starts with. The person who has only 7 days of his own life, he is asking a question to a person who can answer this. That's the most important thing. Because we have questions, but we don't know whom to ask. We have a relevant question, but we get irrelevant answers because we ask improper person. And here we see that there are a series of conversation are taking place from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam up to this. And most of the Srimad Bhagavatam is explained in between the conversation of Maitreya and Mahatma Vidur. And here Maitreya Rishi is explaining about the wonderful conversation between whom? Yes, right now. Right now. Svayambhuva Manu, Samrat, the word that they have addressed Manu Maharaj as a Samrat, Emperor, the Emperor. And with whom? Whom he is talking with? And who is Kardama Muni? A great ascetic. Sometimes people, they think, oh, I should talk to the person who is equal to me. Huh? They think like that. No? Hey, sir, kya baat karni hai? Huh? That's the proper thing, actually. You should be very careful that what you are talking and with whom you are talking. Because Shabda Brahma means what? What is the meaning of Shabda Brahma? शब्द ब्रह्म यानी क्या है किसे कहा जाता है शब्द ब्रह्म और क्यों कहा जाता है शब्द को ब्रह्म आप में से कितने लोग देवनागरी जानते हैं जानते हैं उसको क्या कहते हैं जैसे इंग्लिश में अल्फाबेट्स कहते हैं वैसे संस्कृत में उन वर्ण और व्यंजनों को क्या कहा जाता है क्या है अंकल्पी मध्ये अक्षर ओळख झाली का आई काय म्हणतात तर अक्षर What it means, Akshara means, exactly, which never get destroyed. Once spoken a word remains eternally. So one should be very, very, very careful when they utter a word, because that going to stay eternally. That's why most of the devotees, they are mita bhashi. Why? because they don't want to waste the Lord's wonderful energy which is going to stay eternal. That's why it is called as a Akshara Brahma or Shabda Brahma. And the proper use of words is to Vanim Gunanukathaye. Use your Vani, speech, to glorify the Lord, which will remain eternally. And here the conversation between the two great personalities is happening. And who are they? One is the Emperor of the universe. And second one, the great ascetic who was created by Lord Brahma to expand the Vedic knowledge. So this conversation is worth to hear and discuss than anything else in this world. And what they discuss about? It's not that you scratch my back and I scratch your back. Generally that's what happens over the conversation. Wherever you go, people like to make fool someone and get fooled by someone. They want to praise someone who is not worthy to get praised. They praise so that that person can praise you. But here, the praising of each other is more relevant because that indicates that what one should do in his life. The next verse that itself explains the, what we can say, the attitude, the person who got glorified by someone else, what he reciprocates with after hearing his own glorification. The next verse was spoken by Manu Maharaj. Brahma srijatsva mukhato yushmanatma parispaya chando mayastapo vidya yoga yukta analampatan. Manu replied, to expand himself in a Vedic knowledge, Lord Brahma, the personified Ved, from his face created you, the Brahmanas, who are full of austerity, knowledge and mystic power, and are averse to sense gratification. In the prayers of Purusha Sukta, that is explained, Brahmano asya mukham asid bahurajanyah kritah urudadasya yadavaishah padhyagam shudro ajayata. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing but the illustration of this Purusha Sukta prayers. And here it is explained, what has explained in Purusha Sukta. To expand himself in a Vedic knowledge, Lord Brahma, the personified Ved, from his face created you, the Brahmanas. And who are the Brahmanas? Definitely not who are by birth or vamshanugataha. Why so? They should have these four prominent qualities which has explained by Manu Maharaj himself. He never says, because of your birth you are a Brahmana. He says, you are a Brahmana because you are having these qualities. What are these qualities? They are explained here in the second line of this verse. Chandamayas tapo vidya yoga yukto alampataha. The first and foremost qualification of a Brahmana is tapa. Means austerity. What is this austerity? किसको कहते हैं हम तपस्या? माता, तपस्या किसको कहते हैं? आ? लेकिन किसको कहते हैं तपस्या? वही तपस्या। व्हाट इज ऑस्टेरिटी? सिट फ्रंट ऑफ यू एंड लिसन टू यू। Exactly. To give up something voluntarily, or in the proper word, to accept uncomfortable condition voluntarily in our life for the pleasure of the Lord is called as austerity. तपस्या उसको कहते हैं कि भगवान की प्रसन्नता के लिए अपने व्यवहारिक जीवन में उस असुविधाओं को स्वीकारना। और यह कौन करता है? केवल ब्राह्मण कर सकता है। क्यों कर सकता है? विद्या, बिकॉज ही हैज नॉलेज। व्हाट द नेक्स्ट? योग युक्त। व्हाई ही हैज दिस नॉलेज? Because he is connected with the Lord. Yoga Yuktaha. He has connected himself with the Lord. And why he is able to connect with the Lord? That's the fourth quality. Alampataha. Lampata means grossly, who is engrossed in sense gratification, especially with the woman. And alambada means who is averse to sense gratification. So, what is the definition of a brahmana? The person who has these four qualities is called as a brahmana. First one, tapasya. Second, vidya. Third, yoga yukta. And fourth, alampata. Who is austere, who has a knowledge, who is connected himself with the Lord, and who is averse to sense gratification, is known as brahmana. And who is explaining this? Maharaj Manu. Can you imagine? Who is Kshatriya himself, and he is giving this knowledge. So it's not that only Brahmanas has created scriptures. Kshatriya is the first Kshatriya in this universe. Manu Maharaj has given a Manusmriti. In purport, Prabhupada says, the purpose of the Vedas is to propagate the transcendental knowledge of the Absolute Truth. The Brahmanas were created from the mouth of the Supreme Person, and therefore they are meant to spread the knowledge of the Vedas in order to spread the glories of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says that all the Vedas are meant for understanding the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. It is especially mentioned here, yoga yuktan alampatan. The brahmanas are full of a mystic power and are completely averse to sense gratification. Actually, there are two kinds of occupations. One occupation in the material world is a sense gratification, and other occupation in spiritual activity to satisfy the Lord by his glorification. Those who engage in sense gratification are called demons, and those who are astray, who spread the glorification of the Lord or satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord are called demigods. It is specifically mentioned here, the Brahmanas are created from the phrase of the cosmic personality or Virat Purushaha. Similarly, the Kshatriyas are said to be created from his arms. The Vaishyas are created from the vest, and the Shudras are created from the legs. Brahmanas are specially meant for austerity, learning and knowledge, and are averse to all kinds of sense gratification. And now, in the verse 3, Maharaj Manu is explaining about the Kshatriyas. Who are they? What are their duties? Why they are created in this world? And what he says about?
Tatra srija sasma do sahasra astra sahasra pa hridayam tasya hi brahma kshatram angam prachakshate.
See, there is always conflict between positions. Arrogant Brahmanas, they try to put themselves above everyone and prove that they are the supreme. And arrogant Kshatriyas, they try to put themselves on the top of Brahmanas to show their own superiority to Brahmanas. But here, the topmost Kshatriya, the first Kshatriya of the universe, he himself is explaining what is the position of both of them. Then he says, as, O my Lord, you are created from the face of the Supreme Personality of a God. Brahmano asya mukham asi. Then who we are? Then he says, we are created from the hands of the Lord.
Bahurajanyah kritaha tatraniya srijaya asmado sahastra sta sahastrapad.
The person who has thousands of legs, through the protection of the Brahmanas, the thousands-legged supreme being created us, the Kshatriyas, from his thousand arms. Hence, the Brahmanas are said to be his heart and Kshatriyas his arms. You can live without arms, but can you live without heart? Is there any possibility? No. So that's the position of a Brahmana.
Kshatriyas are specifically meant to maintain the Brahmanas, because if the Brahmanas are protected, then the head of civilization is protected.
Bina sar ka dhad ho, to kya fayda uska? Pura sharir hai, lekin mastak hi nahi hai. Kuch kaam ka hai? Bhoot ho. It's like a ghost. The whole society becomes like a ghostly if there are no Brahmanas. And that's what we can see in present situation. Why there is a chaos? Because there are no qualified Brahmanas. What is the qualification of Brahmanas? Tapasya, Vidya, Yoga Yukta. Yoga Yukta has two meanings. Who is connected, and second, who has mystic powers. Why he has mystic powers? Because he has connected with the mystical personality. And who is averse to sense gratification. These are the qualifications of Brahmana. And such a Brahmanas must be protected by Kshatriyas. And if not, then the whole society becomes ghostly society. Brahmanas are supposed to be the head of a social body. If the head is clear and has not gone mad, then everything is in proper position.
The Lord is described thus, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. The purpose of this prayer is that the Lord specifically protects the Brahmanas and the cows, and then He protects all other members of society. Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah. When that Jagat comes, the first and foremost priority has given to whom? Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. And then it is said, Jagat Hitaya. He is first benefactor of Brahmanas, then cows, and then rest of the world. Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya. It is His will that universal welfare work depends on the protection of cows and Brahmanas. Thus, Brahminical culture and cow protection are the basic principle for the human civilization. So, plan is fixed. Having cows, some piece of a land in Tirumala, or Tirupati, and the rest of the life there. Kshatriyas are especially meant to protect the Brahmanas, as is the supreme will of the Lord. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. As within the body, the heart is a very important part, so the Brahmanas are also the important element in human society. The Kshatriyas are more like to whole body. Even now the whole body is bigger than the heart. The heart is more important. Heartless society is a ruthless society. If there is no heart, no Brahminical people, or there is no Brahminical class, then the whole thing is useless. So what is needed to have a peace in the society is to have a Brahminical class. Because one genuine Brahmana can create empires. And we have this example for that. Who is that? एक ब्राह्मण एक पूरे साम्राज्य को निर्माण कर सकता है अगर एक कुशल पात्र ब्राह्मण हो तो पूरे साम्राज्य को वो उत्पन्न कर सकता है और मिटा भी सकता है तो एक ब्राह्मण में इतनी शक्ति है क्यों क्योंकि उसके गुणों के कारण और चाणक्य के चरित्र में हम देखते हैं ये चारों गुण उनमें थे इसलिए वे एक साम्राज्य को नष्ट कर दूसरे साम्राज्य का उन्होंने क्या किया निर्माण किया तो ये ब्राह्मण की शक्ति है Any question? कोई शक या सवाल
गाय पाल में तो बोला है गाय पाल में हम लोग तो ब्राह्मण बोलते हैं तो फिर ब्राह्मण गाय के पास गाय पाल में गाय पाल में
Should we continue or stop? One more shloka, that's bigger one. That we'll take it tomorrow. The next verse is quite big. Purport has a long purport. See, one thing that you can understand from studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving evidence to the sutras of Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the qualities and qualification of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas has explained. And same thing in example are illustrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but the illustration of all the Vedic teachings in a practical way so that we can understand them in our day-to-day activities and we can apply them. And that's why it is said that Nityam Bhagavata Seva. That's why you should regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, read Srimad Bhagavatam, discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Then only you are going to know what are the practical things that we can apply in our life to attain the real purpose of our life. Hare Krishna. Grantharashtra Bhagavatam ki Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.